You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, welcome back here live with me, Ashley Burgess, here on Perspectives. Wow, what a week. What a great week, you know? It's been very awesome, and a lot of good things have been happening. You know, last week's show, you know, offered a really fresh perspective on successfully dealing with demanding, you know, bossy, sometimes argumentative, and guilt-giving family members this holiday season. And, you know, throughout the entire year, honestly. Because we deal with it regularly.
We are back, baby.
We are back!
Yeah. Classic!
We are back!
That's
we
right.
are back!
We are back tonight on A New Perspectives to discuss some different points about the holidays. You know, we began the discussion last week pointing out that it's not all about you. You know, we talked about how the world doesn't revolve around you. Okay, I take it back. It does.
What?
It does revolve around you, okay? It's okay.
It revolves around you, actually. Maybe not the rest of us, but it revolves around
you. Oh, come on now. You got like that Cheshire Cat look over there. Yeah. No, it doesn't. You know, okay, yeah, you know, whatever people want to think, but it doesn't, you know, because everybody thinks that everything people do and say is totally directed to them, all about them. See, and you know, for the most part, people are really talking to themselves, really, honestly. You know, when they tell you something, they're really talking to themselves. What I mean is when people make comments, you know, or start arguments or whatever, they're usually arguing with themselves. You know, during the holiday season, we get people together who usually aren't in the same room, who usually aren't in the same house, all together in one room, and we expect things to just go smoothly. And we know that's not going to happen, because it won't go smoothly, because it's just not supposed to happen. It's just physically impossible. You can't put all those people in a room and think it's all going to be all, you know, hunky-dory. You know, we talked about that concept that every day is really one of a kind, and that there's only one of them. You know, when it's over, it's over. There'll only be one December 25th, 2013, and then, you know, when you realize kind of this concept, what it means to your life and how life is really kind of fleeting away, you can kind of overlook the BS about the turkey, the BS about the cornbread, or whose house Christmas is going to be hosted at this year. You know, don't act like you don't have these issues, because you do. You do. We all have these issues. We all have to deal with them on a daily basis. You know it. You know, we figured out how to handle them last week and have fun with this whole process. You know, just because others are in a bad mood, you know, because they're grouchy and you're trying to pass blame or guilt, doesn't mean that you have to buy in to the blame and guilt game. You know, you can go on with your life. You can take a deep breath. You can take a walk around the block. I guess if you smoke, you can have a cigarette. I know it has nothing to do with you. You know, you happen to be standing in the line of fire when somebody was arguing or saying whatever, and now it's time to kind of walk it off. Rub some dirt on it, you know what I'm saying? Let this go, because it's their burden. It's not yours to carry. Don't let them hold you back with their guilt and their burden when you're having a good time. And, you know, it's not about you. You know, we figured out the answer to all our problems and the truth behind all the non-life and death family issues, and that was all about winning. You know, we decided that it's not all about winning, because when we're trying to win, we usually lose. It's funny how that works. We'll discuss a little bit more about that tonight, because it actually comes into play in some different scenarios, because when we try to win, we usually lose, and when we don't try to win, we usually seem to win on almost every single facet of our life.
You know, say that fast three times, Ashley.
I don't think I can. I'm going to cut while I'm ahead, you know. But, you know, tonight's edition of Perspectives is to analyze and decide how to successfully deal with the holiday shopping crowds. What to do this holiday, you know, if you don't have people to spend it with, you know.
Where's the Tylenol?
Some people don't have people to spend it with. And the age-old problem. How to deal with the holiday parties, or how to deal with having no invitations to holiday parties to attend to. Yeah, some people have that.
Because not everybody is either on good terms with their family, or maybe lives nearby their family, or maybe they just don't have, you know, very much family for whatever reason.
It happens. It happens. And, you know, we're going to talk about how to really cope with that, because you need coping mechanisms. You need to have a plan, because when you have a plan, you don't get that lonely feeling. You don't go through all the emotional turmoil. And when you have a good plan, like what we have tonight to share with you, it's going to be easy breezy. You're actually going to have a good time with it, because you're going to create something that you've never created before. You know, we're talking also about, you know, the crowds. And I know a lot of people don't like the crowds. They don't like to deal with the crowds. They always talk, I don't want to go to the mall.
Me.
Me. Yeah, I don't want to go to the mall. No, I don't mind it. I don't mind it, but I don't like a lot of it. I mean, you know, what do you think, Dano? Do you like going to the mall?
Can't stand it.
During the holidays?
No, period, at all. I don't like to go, but, you know, since I'm married now, you know, my wife likes to go to the mall. So I just go to the mall. I'm just walking around. I'll be over here. You go over there. So whenever you're done, you call me or text me, and then I'll meet you wherever.
But that's cool.
I hate it.
Why do you hate it? To tell me, because I know most men, well, actually, a lot of people hate it. Not men, not just across the board. What's your reasoning?
Well, because me personally, I just, if I know what I want, I go in, I buy it, I get out. I don't know if that's how you are.
That's exactly how I am. That's how I am, too. I don't call what we do shopping. It's more like hunting.
Yeah.
You know, you're looking for one thing, you got it, on to the next one.
Let's go. We got to go. You know, it's done.
But whenever I go with her, she's like, oh, look at these shoes. Oh, look at this dress. Oh, I got to have these shoes. No, let's go. We got to go.
Let's go. Let's go, guys. We have a meeting. We have to get somewhere right now. I agree with you. It's like, once you find it, just go. But if you want to do like this hunt and compare, go on your own.
Yeah, it's like, of course, my girlfriend, Jen, you know, I've been with her for a couple months now, a few months actually, and I actually told her just right up front that, you know, I think she asked me, you know, do you like to go shopping? I think she was already planning for the Black Friday, you know, even, you know, while we met. And I just told her straight up, it's like, I hate shopping. Don't ask me to go. I'm not going to do it.
That was good, though. You didn't lie about it. You didn't like, oh, yeah, I love it. And then you get there and you're just hating on it.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. And, you know, she's the exact 180 opposite. Not only did she go on Black Friday shopping, she didn't even wait for Black Friday. It was like 6 o'clock Thanksgiving Day, the Thursday.
Wow.
She and her brother are off, and they literally stayed shopping 24 hours straight, overnight, into the next day.
That is a hardcore shopping.
That is hardcore.
Are you talking about they camped out or what?
No, because all the stores were open, you know, overnight.
I'm not into that.
No.
That's not my thing. I mean, I can understand maybe, you know, if you made it into something really interesting, like a scavenger hunt, and maybe there were drinks involved and stuff like that. But I mean, just straight up, just sobriety, just going at it 24 hours, just shopping. And no, that doesn't sound like fun at all.
There was one day that I went to one of the stores, like it was a week before Thanksgiving. And there was already people that had tents, everything, just already pitched up. They were camping out.
Yeah. And it wasn't warm.
No, it was not.
You know? They are like, really, I mean, but
it's like Jen and her brother, I mean, they live for this stuff. They love it. Can't get enough of it. She's already been back to all these stores like 3 or 4 times already.
Yeah, see, you know, I mean, the one time you got it, you know, if you forgot something, you go back. But after that, I just don't know. I just think that's an overkill. I mean, that's not my thing, though. That's not my thing. I like to go to the mall sometimes. I like to deal with the crowds, though, sometimes. I kind of like it. If you could give me the crowds even in July, that'd be kind of cool too. I mean, just it'd be kind of fun.
I hate crowds. It's like
love crowds.
When I want to go, when I need to get it and go. I mean, I don't want to have to, you know, people are in my way. Because see, here's where the world does revolve around me. You are in my way. Get out of the way. I want to go get something so I can get the heck out of there and go do what else I need to do.
Do they all run when you walk in the room? They just
strangely enough, they don't. They should.
Just part the sea.
Yeah, you know, take my staff, you know, and just like strike the crowd, you know, and they part before me. If that worked, I would do it.
God give us strength. You know what? I like that, though. So tonight's edition of Perspectives, we're really going to talk about how to successfully deal with those holiday crowds if you don't like them as much as me. What to do this holiday if you don't have people to spend it with, you know? And also the age-old problem we've all talked about, and a lot of us have, is that whether you're having to go to a lot of holiday parties and you just don't want to, or you're not getting invited to any and you feel like nobody cares and loves you. It's always an issue. So stay tuned. We got a great show for you tonight, and Perspectives with Ashley Burge is going to answer a lot of holiday questions for you and put you back into the right positive perspective.
Slip out the back chair, make a new plan, stand. You don't need to be coy, bro. You just listen to me.
We all age. It's how we deal with it that matters. Cosmetic surgeon Dr. Jeffrey Edelglass of Skintastic Medical and Rejuvenation Centers have refreshing news for women and men alike. Skintastic creates beautiful and natural-looking results for women and men alike with two convenient Dallas locations in Uptown and Plano. If you've considered rejuvenating your look, visit us online at skintastic.com for more information. Find out for yourself why Skintastic founder and cosmetic surgeon Dr. Jeffrey Edelglass has been seen on NBC, ABC, CBS and Fox. Dr. Edelglass offers you the latest advancements in body contouring and laser skin care, treatments that are fast, pain-free, with little or no downtime, that deliver amazing results. Watch Dr. A on the last Friday of every month on D, the broadcast, for Ask Dr. A with Bravo star Courtney Kerr. Book your free consultation today at skintastic.com. 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 Your beauty realized.